This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
That was easy.
Full steam ahead, obviously. I saw a New York Times headline today that said, My marriage has a third wheel, our child. Let's talk about it. Do you guys want to have kids? And if so, how many would you have? And if you have one, how do you make sure that that kid isn't like a fucking drag?
A third wheel.
Well. Can we bump that up? A little bit more in the headphones. I think
you can. It's really loud.
Yeah, it's on here and because
I really loud.
If it was really loud.
If that was
loud
any louder guys, for me, I'm gonna be pissed.
Okay.
That was really loud. Can you turn mine down actually? Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Welcome back to another episode of the HeadGum Podcast. We've got the two newest HeadGum podcasters on the episode.
I think I need mine turned down a little bit.
Turned down. Yeah, it's loud.
It's loud, yeah.
Yeah.
This stuff is the kind of pre-production we
mine's
do during.
Mine's gone now.
Hey, yeah, I think this is good for me. Yeah.
Huh?
You can't hear anything.
Now I can. It's been less and less since we started.
You're in a good spot.
Yeah.
You're good?
I think mine's...
How's that?
I think fine. Yes, that's good. That's good.
I can see why the headphones is like not really a thing here because it's like
it's all
nobody knows
place.
How they work.
This experience is
whoever's in that chair is in charge of them, and this.
I can hear other people's voice, but like mine is not coming through. And I like mine loud.
He wants his headphones very loud. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Okay, so we're good.
Can you hear that?
You're the.
I can hear. Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever.
I don't know which one of these is which.
Yeah, well, that's
clear. Well,
then
you shouldn't just be like touching.
No, I just.
I think you had it, man. I think you had it.
Just let Hayes.
Just let.
It being too quiet for Hayes is not as big a problem as it being too loud for someone else.
Right. Usually it is too loud for everyone on this show, though.
Doesn't seem like we have to choose.
Yeah. There's no way. Well, welcome to the show. You guys don't know what this is at all.
No, I've just been so busy. I'm not devastated. I'm disoriented.
Of course.
You guys just recorded. That's why this is like a back-to-back episode.
We don't like to do.
And we leave it all on the field.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So you're exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm completely
This is overtime for them.
I'm sort of regenerating my like
joy.
Yeah, I'm in the recovery period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to use this for that.
Right, your reserve energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the refractory period.
I would probably say, I mean, mm-hmm. How would you describe this show?
It's kind of chaotic, kind of silly, should be fun and funny, hopefully.
That sounds like my shit.
Right?
That sounds like my show, man.
I think you guys will have a blast, but Jeff's in charge of like the segments and stuff like that.
So there are segments?
Sometimes there's segments and sometimes there's what Jeff calls a waxing episode, which is just a free-flowing 45-minute conversation.
That's an episode where I don't outline anything.
Right.
Okay.
But we have an outline today.
Okay.
It's a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
Yeah.
Exactly.
45 minutes of pop culture discussion, mean-spirited games and quizzes, and gotcha journalism.
Okay. So, also correct.
You guys have been on
Who's
HeadGum
doing
for...
that?
That's that Jeff's seems like
Jeff's
in charge.
You guys have been on HeadGum for like what, 2 weeks?
I don't know when it officially started. Like, they had this whole thing about, like, not yet.
Yeah, they kind of kept us on ice for a minute.
Two to 4 weeks, let's say.
2 to 4. How does it feel?
You want me to say it in front of him here?
Yeah. You can. This is an open forum. I'm going to be rude to everyone here. I'm easing into it because we just met 20 seconds ago.
I've got some notes.
The cans.
The headphone stuff myself. Has never been clear. Mm-hmm. We talk about it every episode on our show. We feel like there could maybe be one of these offices could be a second studio. Amir says they're not even offices. I don't know what they are.
I think we're working on,
We do think
make
that
another
we
studio? Are working on that.
But yeah. I have rescinded my request for a second studio. I don't know if you heard. And I have instead altered the request to be one working studio where the episode does get recorded.
Okay,
because so I thought we should do that room. First. This, in theory, would be that one.
Correct, yeah.
If the cameras were turned on or if the SD card was not being...
Cameras are on now.
...altered in some way. Okay, that's great. This is not our show.
Yeah.
But when we've recorded some shows...
And at the time, I just want to point out, when they weren't on, at the time, we were also under the impression that they were on.
Yes.
Okay.
So you saying that, in my experience, does not necessarily mean that
I don't double-check it. I didn't think that was my job, but we've had some times where we've been told, you know, we don't have the audio for this episode, or we don't have the video for
this
episode.
That's happened more than once?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, when did you guys not have video?
There was an episode of Flagrant Ones where the cameras, I don't think there was anything wrong with them other than the power had not been activated on them.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Off.
Good to say.
Good to hear.
But you guys have also been on Earwolf. You guys tried your own thing. That didn't quite pan out.
I mean, it got us here, you know, like for me... I try to live without regret, and I say, like, sure, there have been periods of my life that were not ideal when we were operating the podcast independently, but I never would have ended up in this chair if we hadn't made those choices. So can I really be upset about that?
Well, like, it seems like you don't like the journey. Chair you're sitting in. You're saying the studio doesn't work.
I like the chair. I don't like the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like
Yeah, I also noticed
the-
you guys are, like, diametrically...
I hate the chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like the chair and you don't like the couch. So you guys are always on this side and that side, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Your guys' guests did walk in earlier and they were like, this is a really nice studio, though. So there is a wow factor that do you feel like was missing before, maybe at Earwolf?
I mean, again, Earwolf, it was never a choice between this and Earwolf.
Right.
You know,
it was a choice between Indie and this.
Yeah.
And before you were just on Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is in the outline.
This is just the intro. We're trying to break the
agenda?
Ice. You guys seem angry, so I'm trying to like break the ice.
Well, you said you were going to be mean.
I'm not angry. I was told that
you guys seem angry.
Yeah. What did you say earlier about the episode with that you did with him?
Okay. So for people who are just listening.
Starting now.
To the or who only have the audio. Jeffrey pointed at me and then pointed at Amir.
Right.
I don't know what I said.
Word of the day.
I said it.
Sean said it.
That's what that segment is?
The word of the day was Amir.
Oh, okay.
So, congratulations. We used to give people $1,000 for that, but I can't keep doing that because Venmo... Now you have to pay taxes on any Venmo transaction.
That's why it's the taxes. I'll cover the taxes if you want to sell me. A little discount on that. Whoa.
You guys want to plug your show up top? Most people who listen to this show probably listen to your show.
Okay, great. Our show's called Hollywood Handbook. It's now a HeadGum podcast.
Me now too.
Yeah.
I mean that's most of it. We've been on here for I guess 2 to 4 weeks.
All right, let's get into it. I guess WGA strike week 6. Are you guys picketing? Are you on the ground? What are you hearing? What's the best sign you saw this week?
I have picketed before. I haven't done it this week yet, but I did see a sign where someone had a little.
Sorry, just one second.
Yeah. Okay.
You're bringing nothing to the table.
Well, you asked Hayes, so I'm listening to it.
Yeah, but you're just kind of sitting there vacant. You're not saying a lot. Usually, like, you're dominating the discourse and coming at me with some kind of vitriol.
I wanted to hear what the sign was.
I also want to hear. I'm just saying, like, yeah, let's get a little bit more out of you.
I can speak for it. Amir did not pick it this week.
Yeah. And you're not in the WGA.
He has not been.
I'm not in the guild officially.
He's not been.
He's also been, like, improvising a lot, yeah. Which is technically scabbing.
What's officially doing
like to be
for
in
you
it,
there?
Pay dues and get.
But are you unofficially in it in some capacity?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you don't even need to say officially.
No, but I am not officially in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're officially not in the guild.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the funny sign?
It was a baby that was holding it, and it said the AMPTP stinks worse than my diapers.
Oh no!
The baby was in the sign.
I really saw that. The baby was holding it. I really saw that for real. That's so loud.
Yeah.
I can't hear my voice at all, but
the
sound effect.
I can't hear that.
Sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you'll catch me out picketing. I go a little more than Hayes. Hayes has a different job.
He has a hat.
Yeah.
For how
I've
much
got
he
a,
goes.
Yeah, I've got a WGA captain's hat in my car.
Are you a
occasionally
captain?
I get, it's not stolen valor. I occasionally get deputized to captain a gate.
Yeah.
Weiger's a captain.
Knock me over with a feather, Amir. I can't believe I've heard it here.
Two captains on HeadGum. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not. Is he a captain, like an all the time captain? Like he's like,
I think so.
Casey, how long have we been
which
going?
Which gate?
I'm not sure.
Which
we've been
lot?
Going for about 10 minutes.
All right, we have to move on. I'm sorry.
We usually have a
this
clock.
Says discuss Scotland's sturgeon released from custody after police questioning. Is according to the Washington Post.
That's a fish.
Wow. Guess they throw it back.
Yeah, they're talking about Scotland's first minister, Nicola Sturgeon, but I also thought they were talking about caviar.
Scotland's first minister.
Thrown back? What did they say? Released?
Released, yeah.
That's what it says? Scotland's first minister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, like first lady, first minister? Maybe it's like...
Well, do most people put their feet up here? I would really like to do it. And Sean does it. I just want to know if it's okay. There's a drink.
I think it
there.
Depends what vibe you want. Like you're coming in with like sort of a relaxed energy and you're just like, you look up, I don't know. You look uncomfortable.
I'm always like really squinched over here.
Yeah. He gets so squinched in when he has to share the couch.
Yeah,
I don't want to be on that couch.
Yeah.
It's too soft.
You want to try it?
I think that, you know, a lot of podcasts are recorded in like sort of office chairs, like, you know, desk chairs.
Yeah.
And I think it does make you sit a little more upright and feel like you're at work.
Yeah, yes.
And
better.
I think
this is more
being
of a chill,
this is jarring to you.
Lounge vibe.
Yeah, because it is my job.
Yeah.
And
you can
when
lean
I'm sitting
on
in
sort of
a chair
table
like this,
set up.
That's
I mean,
nice.
I know that like we're not even talking about a second studio anymore, but if like if that conversation
it's in the
ever
cards.
if it ever resumes,
like a table and
if that
some
were
more
the
like
table studio
it's in play.
Yeah.
If that was like, oh, like a different vibe.
And maybe
like
some
more
steel
corporate
case think chairs or something like that around a table. I'm in that. And I can kind of lean, and I'm a little more upright. I'm a little more engaged. I feel like
Kevin and Casey.
I don't fall asleep.
Have an office chair. They have a table. Like they have a more business like setup, and have consistently been like doing better stuff.
Murdering
over, like,
on the shows. Casey has been off the fucking charts on the shows, and I think it's so much of it is the
Casey
chair.
Has basically become the BTK of podcast serial killers on this on the show.
As you guys are saying this, Casey's looking at two different monitors. It looks like he's just online shopping.
That's what that look. Yeah. That's what you look like when you online shop. You use two different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have monitors. Accessories on one.
One
what's
to
that,
browse
Casey?
And one
I gotta
has the
compare
cart.
All the products. So yeah. I'm looking at one product on one monitor, and another on another.
We did do a couple episodes of this where I was behind the boards. Just to prove that Casey and Kevin's job is kind of easy.
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. And
2012 or something.
We did basically everything.
Yeah, not much you can do in podcasts that we didn't start. Chaotic and funny and fun. Yeah.
Discuss. You know, Jake just had a daughter.
Jeffrey, I wanna like throw out the agenda here. I wanna like move past, like, we work together now. Like, let's talk about like you and like what your deal is and like what, like,
have you guys ever met Jeff?
No, this is literally the first time we've ever laid eyes on him.
Yeah.
And like he does this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like instead, well, you're He's just coming
in
with
of
like
the network
yes.
that I call home now.
Yeah. Yes. So don't look at the computer. Like, let's like, let, like,
I have a lot here.
I know, but like, if can we, is there
Did
like
you know
a chunk?
Jeff
of,
went to college with Zach Dunn.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
We did
this
improv.
This is the kind of
and
thing we can make a real connection.
At an improv festival. Did I meet
at
you
Brock's?
Then? I don't remember the name of the
he
improv
He doesn't. He
festival.
Goes to
you
so
were probably
many.
Actually, yeah, you guys did do, yeah. you did a live episode of your show at the improv festival that we hosted.
That's
But I
possible.
Didn't know who you were at that point.
Was it me and Gabrus? I think Sean yeah. could make it.
That's It was you and Gabrus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Probably. But,
everyone from that seems to be doing great.
Mm-hmm. Zach's doing great.
Yeah. Well, I introduced him to my whole network. So, like, yeah.
Are you taking credit? You discovered Zach?
No, I guess me introducing him to my entire network, like, had no impact.
Not yeah, no impact.
His now, like, amazing career. It's like,
did you discover Zach?
No, yeah, I'm sure that had nothing to do with it.
Damn, Daniel.
If we could just put away the whole computer.
The whole computer.
Like, yeah.
I spent 4 hours outlining this.
And I,
there's
I,
a
I
song,
feel like
there's
a point
game.
Where it's like, it becomes too much.
Sure.
I can feel the work, you know what I mean? Like, not in a good way.
So you want to just have a lax conversation?
I mean, I think we could start there and get
what
to
you're describing, by the way, is a wax episode. Which every time I do
that,
yeah, people
do
hate
that?
When
we
I do
okay.
a wax episode. People hate when I do that.
Yeah. Okay.
People at the network are like, you didn't prepare anything.
Yeah.
So this, I was like,
they like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
This
okay.
is the good stuff.
Okay.
Jake's daughter's name is Gemma.
Okay.
But I thought it would have been better if her name was like Sandy.
Why?
Sandy Hurwitz?
What is that? What is that?
What's I
that
think a it's a cooler to? Name.
Oh, I see.
Okay. What's it say on the agenda?
Yeah, what
it
does
says,
the agenda
discuss,
say?
Discuss. Jennifer Aniston just partnered with Pavolve.
This is the next?
Pavolve, which stands for Personal Evolution. It's
okay.
P-V-O-L-V-E.
Fitness.
Offers, yeah, fitness and streaming classes using signature equipment.
Streaming classes?
Yeah, it's encouraging folks to break a sweat, not your body.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I'm happy for Pavolve, obviously.
First
that's a
big
yes
for
like,
Pavolve.
I have to say that. you know, anything that makes Jen happy makes me happy.
We're just ripping through these topics. I mean, I don't.
This is only one segment.
This is only one
this
segment.
This is just one segment.
This is like the discuss what? Wax portion.
This is the wax portion?
This is
There's
the,
always a yeah. wax portion, and I have talking points to kind
We're
of come
wax.
Back
okay.
to in case the conversation lulls.
Okay. And this is just like the news. That I was also like, the president was indicted this week as well. I don't know if like.
Okay, right. And did you also know that while filming.
I don't want to talk about it.
Mutiny like, on the Bounty.
Uh-huh.
Marlon Brando split
yeah, I know
52
this.
Pairs of pants. You knew this.
Yeah, I know this. And then he got a 5-gallon tub of ice cream and he took like a little dinghy and he like rowed out away from the boat. And the director was like screaming at him in a megaphone, being like, please stop eating it. And he ate the whole ice cream just like far away looking at them.
Until his pants split?
He was splitting his pants all the time.
That might wow. be the weirdest thing that someone already knew on the show.
Yeah.
Because you just read verbatim
already?
The paragraph that's written.
He went out in a little dinghy to escape the director. So
yeah,
could,
they were telling him. They were like, please get under
cream.
Control. You're splitting all our pants. We're running out of pants material. Like, and you're... eating a lot, and he was like, you think I'm eating a lot now? And then he grabbed a tub of ice cream and he jumped in a little boat.
In a little boat.
He scooted away.
And he had to get in the boat because otherwise
going,
they would try to grab
the
Marlon, ice cream and take
Marlon,
it away
please
from him.
Please don't take another scoop. Yeah.
How did you know that I knew Zach Dunn? That's something that's not
You're looking
outline.
At me. I didn't say it.
How did you know like I knew Zach Dunn?
I never reveal my sources.
Mm.
See, how is that? That's not lax conversation. That's like
you're looking at me again. Like I
well,
and
you're
I
the
didn't
one who
say it was lax
show.
Conversation. Something just happened to my headphones. Wasn't not nothing good, but
Zach's done the show
something
a couple
is
times.
Happening.
And his episodes
Zach
are
has done this show a couple times.
And he's like, and the episodes are good. Guest.
Yeah. And you really? Said this was one of the easiest ones to book ever.
Zach yeah, was tough. Zach was tough.
Okay,
I had to nail him down for my birthday like 3 weeks in advance.
I feel like I get Zach on my show. I have to stop him from doing it.
That's true. It's when
I feel like he's trying to do it.
Unemployed.
So he's unemployed. Yeah, we talked. It was like the first
force majeure
segment that you brought up.
Right, the WGA strike.
Yeah,
this is a segment I like to call "So What."
Okay,
this is news headlines that kind of don't ultimately matter.
The other ones were not part of that.
Yeah, the other ones were interesting. So this one is, I read news headlines and then we all say in
unison,
so
what? Can I just see the dot? I'm not going to look at any of the words. I just want to see. Sean can see it and I feel like I'm
it's really small.
I'm talking, you're showing it to Sean. Wow, that's really small and it's not that long.
It looks like...
it's a crib sheet.
I'm getting...
It's a little cheat sheet.
I'm getting flashbacks of when Andy was the producer of Flagrant Ones and there'd be just like little bullet points.
That's right. I remember that.
Olive Garden's menu used to boast an extensive pizza list.
They don't have pizza anymore?
No.
So what?
They don't have any pizza?
They don't.
Well
actually...
I am clearly more curious about this than any
this
the
has,
other thing.
This has Hayes locked in. And I think that Hayes was promised that when he does attend that establishment that he will be treated like family. And family makes pizza.
They don't have any pizza. Like, well, here's, I guess, my question. Is it like a known thing that they don't have pizza?
I only have the headline. I don't read these articles.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
They used to have pizza and they're stopping?
They used to boast an extensive pizza list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no more pizza. Okay.
No. Plantar fasciitis is painful, but some people are treating it the wrong way. So
and
what?
You don't know what?
Do you want us to say it too?
We're supposed to all say it in unison. Is so
that,
also,
that seems more impactful. And I had a big reaction, obviously, Jen Aniston partnering with Pivolve.
Yeah. But yeah, but, I keep going back to that one too.
But I do think that like finding out that there is an incorrect way to treat plantar fasciitis that is possibly making some of your listeners or me or people in my family suffer unnecessarily and that it could be corrected, that seems more relevant and more impactful even than the partnership between Pivolve and Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
Bathroom grout gets filthy.
The Marlon Brando one too was...
You were on top of that one.
Yeah,
I know, but I don't think it's not actionable in the way that plantar fasciitis one is.
Right. And then according to the New York Times, bathroom grout gets filthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what?
So what? Sure.
I'd buy Apple Vision Pro just to watch sports, and I will. This is according to iMore.com. So what?
Well, that one's kind of interesting, too.
That is interesting. Yes. I like how declarative it is. Yeah. Not only would I do it.
I'm going to.
I am going to do it.
I would do it.
Sure.
And fucking watch me do it, because it's happening.
Teen tries to save his...
And that's the kind of thing also that I feel like you could launch into, like, would
an interesting conversation.
Any discussion about sports.
You know,
that's not the point of the segment, though.
Our other Flagrant Ones producer has a whole segment we do that is based on that, where she brings up something and it says, would you do that?
And then you guys...
Yeah,
have a conversation about it.
We talk about whether or not we do it. And so maybe we could, I guess, use that since we're
as an organic plug for the
show. Yeah.
So would you do that? Would you buy Apple Vision Pro just to watch?
So now you do want to have a conversation.
Yeah. I don't want to dead end your guys' contributions.
I won't be doing it.
No.
Yet.
Not the first adopter. But if you like try it and it's pretty cool.
I wouldn't do it.
Right.
And I will.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Teen tries to save his brother, but both drown after jumping into a lake.
Oh, come on.
Hey,
man.
So what?
That one feels kind of important.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily on the same page as Amir, it's like...
It's life or death.
It's certainly important to them. I don't know if I would call it like an important news story.
Sure.
I also wouldn't react, so what?
I wouldn't say so like what. That's horrible. I guess I'm not.
Just awful.
I guess I'm not edgy enough for this show.
Yeah.
Oh.
take a break. We'll be right back.
Commercial. Are we actually taking
We're
a
taking
break?
We're taking an ad break.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And you sell ads on this, like consistently sell ads on this show?
Every other week.
Every other week?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty consistent.
And this is an ad. This is an ad show.
This is an ad show.
Okay.
Supported by ads. I get paid hourly to do this, whether we sell ads or not.
Hourly.
Yeah, so we're that's taking what we the risk.
Okay. Feels like that's some sort done. Of a perverse incentive structure there.
Yeah.
I don't know if more hours is like necessarily good for the show. Is,
you said four.
Four times, yeah, my hourly rate. So that was like over $100.
Shit. Wow. And the edible arrangement. Oh, we're back.
Yeah, the edible arrangements were an expense, right? Because it's business related. I was just going to put that on my time card.
Oh, so we're paying you back for the fruit that you sent.
We both got sent fruit yesterday, Hayes and I.
Yeah.
In anticipation they're really big.
You're
going to
look at the invoice and be like, no chance.
Yeah.
That's what he spent on these.
Yeah.
But they were
massive.
They were so big, much too big.
Yeah.
Really big.
I don't think you guys have compared photos though, because yours was I got you the deluxe XL bridal package one or something.
Okay.
And then I ran out of personal money, so then yours was like $10 and it was just kind of a cup.
Oh.
mine I guess.
Could you consume yours and personally?
I ate some of it, but I was fortunate that there was a music class for babies happening in my backyard, so there was a lot of like parents and children and nannies and so I brought out the edible arrangement, like walked into the backyard and was met with like a big round of applause.
Oh wow.
And I did a little twirl almost in spite of myself. Wow. When I got the pop.
Wow.
And then I just left it and other people ate most of it.
Yeah. And did you play it off like you
actually
could have
used the big one?
Yeah, that was Unfortunately,
you were home alone.
I could not use the big mm-hmm. one.
Oh, just with fruit. Your like hands, like like show how much yours, how big yours was, and show how big yours was. Just like
okay, I mean, like
if you were to hold an invisible yeah. version of it,
is there going to be a lot more of like
I
this
held
kind
it like
of
this,
like
so.
Just like making me do physical thing, like literally telling me to do like a physical bit.
This like, is where you draw the line.
I'll do this one.
I held it like this.
Yours could hold in your
way
palm.
Before this.
Yeah,
you can hold it just like that in your hand.
I held
okay.
it like this.
I'll do. I just
yeah.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
It was like this.
Ow. So Hayes was, can't
yours
put his
cost
fingers
$260.
That seems
yours
right
was about $9.99.
Yes.
Okay. But it seems like yours wasn't 25 times.
I also
size.
Want to say mine was only really unusual in how huge it was. The
right.
actual like fruit selection and
is
stuff
great.
Was
totally
no, that's not
same,
what I was going
right?
to say. I think it was like pretty basic. I mean, it was like only three different kinds of fruit just over and over and over mm-hmm. again.
A lot of honeydew.
Honey, I guess the two different kinds of melon.
Two melon, right. honeydew, cantaloupe. Then you got, of course, strawberries.
Strawberry sure. and pineapple. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a segment we forgot to do.
Casey's laughing because of how...
Can't hear you.
Yeah.
Can't hear you.
This is Bond of the Week. So... Every week until the Daniel Craig is out as James.
Mm-hmm.
Every week until the next 007 is cast, we're lobbing up our casting decision for Bond. This week, my
lobbing,
Bond of the week.
Do you say lobbing up every time?
Yeah. Well, usually when I'm explaining it to new guests, repeat guests, I just say, "What's your Bond of the week this week?" and they know what I mean.
Okay.
My pick this week is Sasha Obama because it's time for a James yawn.
Was this queued up at the right? Okay, yeah.
This generation of Americans has been tested by crises.
Okay.
Who are your guys' Bonds of the week?
Who are some of the repeat guests that you've had, like...
People at the network. People who staff
at
the
network.
Oh,
people who staff the network.
So Casey's on a lot. Okay. Amir's on a lot. Jake used to be on a lot, but he's on paternity leave. And
you
Anya.
Said Amir is normally like really dominating.
This
yeah,
is an,
like
he's sort
doing
of
a lot.
Like
a bizarre
energy,
performance
like,
from Amir.
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that is the case at all. I mean, we'll let the commenters decide, but I feel like I've
where
been,
do we where are they?
The commenters.
Ooh. The comment you just said the commenters, and I said where are they? And you said who?
Yeah.
Oh, YouTube.
Where are the commenters?
They're YouTube.
On YouTube. Yeah.
Right. Got it. Okay.
Is this live? No, of course not.
Has one of ours gone up on YouTube yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's going to be
weeks.
Big.
Kevin, do you have a Bond
Two
of the
weeks
week?
From
someone
now?
You think would be good as James Bond?
Donald Trump.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
Can you imagine that? There's no way.
Who's your Bond of the week?
I was
you know
gonna
how to
say Trump, but I guess Novak Djokovic or something. He just won the French Open.
Novak Djokovic, that's good.
Sort of tall, slender, talented.
Yeah,
looks good in a suit.
Sure, Sean.
Kendall Jenner,
not bad. Casey,
say Kendall Roy.
I was actually thinking Kendall Roy.
There's
Kendall
no
Roy,
way you
I
were
was thinking
that
Kendall
Kevin
Roy
was
would
that.
Be really good.
All right,
the character.
Yeah, the character.
Hmm. Maybe Jeffrey could be James Bond.
That's good.
His last name is James. Be better suited to that, maybe.
We have two more things to get to.
Hayes
I'm sort
didn't
of,
really.
Hayes.
I don't want to do it.
Bond-wise. Hayes, because he
I'm
forgot
not,
you or you didn't want to
I just
anyway.
Feel like it's a lot of like, okay, now do this. Like, I already had to like do like.
My, I will my, say people don't usually enjoy being
out.
On the show.
The holding thing yeah. wasn't that
But they
big
usually
a deal.
Participate in it.
Yeah. I am participating. Like I'm like and actually I'm trying to get to a place where
yes,
we
can
are,
participate even more.
Right.
Yeah. Like okay. really
He's
like getting
to
into
find,
stuff
get his
like,
feet under him a little bit.
There is a game at
I
the
do
end.
A show. I do yeah. a show that people don't enjoy being on.
Hollywood Handbook.
And they and that they do participate in.
Sure.
But I would say that the format's a little more open.
Right.
And then we don't say, do this. We say, can you imagine if you did this?
And that's like, it seems really small, but it's a huge difference.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's an invitation.
Or we say, like, they're doing this. So they aren't actually. And we're like, they're doing that.
Oh my gosh, look at them doing this.
Yes, that's what we do.
So to y'all, this feels like you're being met with a wall.
No.
Not even that. I don't understand. We have to move on. Here's something that is not going to feel any better for you guys to stomach.
Okay.
Okay. This is new.
Just something to get the energy up.
Yeah.
I see you, Rice. Consistency of sand. When you're charring old grains, oh girl, you've got to scald till the rice overcooks. The hoisin will glob to my hands. When you're burning the rice, cauterized grains sear thus. Scalded rice is caked with char. Scraping up burnt rice ends. Damaged rice is steeped in oil. Scalded rice is searing the, searing the, searing the, searing the.
That was really good.
Thank you. You know, we do parody songs sometimes on our shows. And so, you know, big respect. It's always tough to come out and really sing the parody song, do it live with the karaoke track. And so thank you for doing that.
What's the name of the real song? I don't even
remember. Private Eyes.
We're watching you. Hall & Oates, right?
Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Hall & Oates.
Scalded.
So we've been sort of amassing an album of songs about burning rice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
So we did Rhythm of the Rice.
It's always you. It's
Marika
always
sang
you.
One 2 weeks ago.
But you wrote it for her.
Sure. Okay, yeah. I'm amassing an album.
Correct.
There's Rhythm of the Rice to the tune of Rhythm of the Night. And then there was Rice Burn, which was to the tune of Skyfall. And then what was the other one, Casey?
I can't remember. There's been so many.
Oh, wasn't there a Kanye one?
All of the rice instead of all of the lights.
Yeah, I realized you. It's like a small pool of words that you use.
Right. So
yeah.
It's a lot of char, a lot of grains, a lot of rice.
Yeah.
Poison and soy.
But anyway, this is just adding to the album, and then I wanted to see if you guys had any notes. Here's a way to part open discussion.
Well, what inspired this to be like the focus of the song? Like, was there a particular experience you had that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The old studio used to be in the Arts District down the street from a place called Almsby, which was sort of...
It was one of those rice triangle things.
Onigiri.
Onigiri.
Yeah.
It was an onigiri restaurant. But nobody ever ate there except for us. It's closed now.
Very aioli based.
Yeah.
There was a lot of mayo involved.
A lot of mayo, a lot of rice.
Yeah.
Very little filling.
So it sort of became this runner at the network of just talking a lot about rice. So that's where Rhythm of the Rice came to be, because Almsby closed in the pandemic. So it was sort of like eulogy to Almsby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I said, like, let's take it a step further. Let's talk about how you would actually prepare the rice. Maybe you'd burn the bitch. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You would burn it? Like, you
kind of purposely charring.
Notice how he just said burn it. Grains. I just want to point out.
Scalding.
You would want to do that. Like, how you would prepare it.
Right.
If you opened your own.
So this has been going on for years.
Did the restaurant
never
the rice?
It. No, the restaurant prepared the rice to perfection. It was just too much rice in these. What are they called?
But you want people to burn it?
I don't think it's a want.
Why?
Onigiri.
So what?
What's onigiri. The introduction of the burning? Like, where did
it was just through song. It just kind of worked.
Because I'm thinking, like, when you say the first one was Rhythm of the Rice.
Yeah.
This off is of rhythm,
the rhythm
of the night.
Of the rice.
Then this, why, like, this could have been private rice.
Yeah.
Sure. But instead, it was scalded rice.
Sure.
So it feels like the burning and the scalding aspect of it, mm-hmm. it is hurting you.
So you're saying I should go back to just singing about rice?
Limiting. Well, I don't get where that comes from. Like, I go, like, we ate at this rice restaurant that gave us too much rice all the time.
Mm-hmm. I so thought now it was like putting rice into these songs. I like burnt yeah. my rice.
I thought it was an experience not where you like cooked it and then you, yeah.
3 years ago, I ate rice
that wasn't burnt, right. And now I sing about it being burned.
And yeah. The fact that Casey and I can't remember any from. Of the other versions of this, like,
they all kind
now
of
knowing how long
blend it's been together. Had. Yeah.
Do you mind if I just read through the lyrics and we can keep scrutinizing it?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I see rice.
It's fine.
Consistency of sand.
Okay.
Like which you said
like
before.
Sandy Hurwitz.
Right. That's pretty good. it sounds
my,
right.
That's my
me.
Bond. By the, that's my Bond. Of the week,
Sandy Hurwitz.
Sandy Hurwitz should have been.
When you're charring bond. Old grains, oh girl, you've got to scald.
So you are. You do want.
What's it. The What's the base? Lyric, like what are we playing off of?
I see you, you see me. When you're blurring the lines, you're making a scene, oh girl, you got to know.
And so you turn when you're blurring the lines to when you're what?
Charring old
charring
grains.
Old grains, which, yeah. Okay.
What I thought really was that you had eaten rice that was prepared incorrectly at first, and that
blurring
because it was
the
like,
lines
and
out.
I thought it was going to be instructional of like, this is what you need to do instead.
Right.
Blurring the lines sounds kind of like burning the rice, and sure. You turn that into charring old grains.
Yeah.
Blurring the lines sounds like is like as close as you can get.
It's a layup.
It in a song alley-oop. Lyric to burning the rice.
Yeah.
And you changed it. To charring old grains.
That's a good note. Blurring the lines should have been burning the rice. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. What's the next line?
Whenever you ask Case a question, the answer is always no. So just
oh,
stop
girl,
looking towards
you've
him.
Got to scald till the rice overcooks.
Mm-hmm.
The hoisin will glob to my hands.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Hoisin? Or glob?
That girl is hoisin.
Yeah. That's like how really Dr. Good. Frank
that's really good.
Talks.
When you're burning the rice,
Professor Frank.
Cauterized grains sear thus. There's and that's instead again. Of you can't escape my eyes.
Mm. So
the other ones we've just been blowing through so fast, and I just feel like we've been stuck in this.
We're one. Making a meal of this
yeah.
rice so song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this, so, but this is. You're intentionally getting further away from the source sounds and
that
language.
That I resent.
I like that noise. This is one thing that I think we can explore. Feels like the beginning of like a Sergio Leone movie, right? And that's like the that's like the weather vane.
It almost sounds like the word of the week sound effect.
Okay. Yeah. What time are we at, Casey?
We've been going for about 39 minutes.
All right. We have to move on.
Wow. Well, that's actually very surprising.
Yeah.
To me.
That's impressive. It maybe expected maybe longer, he's on to something yes. with all those really fast things
said?
We didn't do anything with.
I'm going to hold my number down here.
I would have said, I would have given it the old Jack Bauer, man. I would have said 24.
Mine's 21.
Oh, yeah.
21 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Time flies when you're having okay. fun.
You guys might like this segment better.
So you're bringing down the house.
This
is
Jeopardy!
Real quick, just yeah. so you guys know, Jeopardy is pretty much the apex of the HeadGum Podcast. This is like
I'm feeling that
the red
already.
Carpet.
Yes, I'm feeling that
yeah,
already.
I do
good.
Bring out Jeopardy for important episodes. We did a
well, you almost said Jeopardy. I just
yeah, we can cut that. It's Jeopardy, but this is an exciting moment.
Built on a site called Jeopardy Labs.
We did this at a live show, and it was a hit.
The
what
commenters
are we,
love
what
it.
Are we talking about for ticket sales?
Commenters
for a HeadGum Podcast
who are,
live
who
show.
Are not the great. Commenters?
Not great.
Not great.
There was like 250 people.
It was okay. rolled into like a yeah. weekend of festivities, so it's hard to like say specifically.
Okay, I'm all just right. like I just sort of wonder where.
But all the reactions to this episode will be like, "Holy shit, they're doing Jeopardy!" I went right to okay. Jeopardy. This is like the most exciting part.
So yeah, just, well, skip straight to Jeopardy if you want, guys. I guess
if it ends up being 250 people coming to a live show, if that's like, if I can get like a piece of that, I'm like, I'm ready to engage for that. I just so far have not been like being able to pinpoint where the upside is for me in any of this. But if it is a piece of that, 250 person audience for a live show
means like, yes, okay.
And I was on Jeopardy and I lost. Did you know that?
No.
I thought you said that you were going to like do gotcha journalism and like be mean and stuff. I thought this would be a very easy, this is a layup.
Right. It is
this
harder
is
to
like
be
blurring the lines, becoming burning the rice for you to be like, Hayes, I know like you suck shit at this or whatever. You lost.
Right.
Like
that would have required more research on my part, I guess.
Okay.
This is Jeopardy Hollywood edition.
Okay.
Here's some upside. We'll do this again like we used to do. This is for actual cash. So the numbers you see on the screen will be, I will Venmo you.
Okay.
Here we go. Jeopardy Hollywood edition. Team one is going to be Sean. Team two is Amir. Team three is Hayes.
Do we have a buzzer or anything?
We do. Our categories are iconic.
Where's the buzzer?
You don't see the buzzer. Okay. But you'll hear
okay.
it. The categories are iconic LA Fair, all things Gower, Barnstable Art Park's faults, Joan Didion's Los Angeles, and Fairfax Hidden Gems. Are we clear on this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Sean, why don't you start us off?
Okay, I'll go all things Gower for 200.
All 200. Things Gower for 200. The best music mastering facility on Gower Street.
That's really specific.
And then I say, do I have to answer in the form of a question?
You do.
You got to buzz in first.
Yeah.
Okay. What is Siren Studios?
Oh.
That's really close to Gower.
Yeah.
That was a really good guess. But it's on Hollywood, but it's really close. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to steal?
I don't know the answer.
So he lost $200.
Yeah.
Yeah. You at
so
this point
now
owe
you,
me $200.
Okay.
So just yeah.
I do not. I don't want to do. I don't know the answer, so I don't want
to lose it. Money.
I don't want to lose money, and it's not called a steal.
We were Bernie looking Grundman for mastering. What is Bernie Grundman's master?
Okay, I've never heard of that, so okay. I'm glad I didn't say.
I'm
anything.
Glad I didn't. Yeah.
Amir controls the board.
Why?
Just wouldn't for some reason.
Okay. Barnstable Art Park's faults for 100.
Barnstable Art Park's faults for 100. One of Barnstable Art Park's faults.
Buzz
and in. Okay, go ahead.
Yep.
There's no bathroom.
There's I mean, no I don't disagree room. With you, but that's ultimately correct.
Okay.
I just don't feel confident enough that what I would say would, it's just one thing that's up there. There's only one answer.
For well, this one, yeah.
200 and 300.
Okay. Some of the other questions have more than one answer.
This, I guess this like subjectively has different answers, but there is a right
well, there's
answer.
There's three categories. Right there's three. Yeah, I think this is right. going to be the clue for every single one.
Yeah. So in the, for this category, I just probably won't guess at all because okay. what if I guess the answer 200. That's right, but it's not for this
question.
But it's
question. Not for this one?
That's we were good. Looking for game what game. Is it's not
it's
open
not up
until 6 a.m.
Okay. Okay. So you are showing up. Trying the gate.
3-6.
Yeah. Absolutely correct.
5:40.
Yeah. Hayes controls the board.
Let's go back to Gower for 300, please.
All things
and they
Gower
discourage
for
you. Oh, ding ding.
Gower's Gulch, yes.
What is Gower Gulch?
Oh.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
Whoa. Great. So that's $300.
I'll give you that's
me.
$300 in your pocket. That's thank actually you. Ultimately coming from Amir and John. Okay. What is another name for John T. Gower's Grundle?
Okay.
And he got that.
Hayes controls the board.
I'm going to go to Iconic LA Fair for 200.
Iconic LA Fair.
What I was going to say was they don't like you to bounce around between the different categories because right. it would make Alex really like confused and like upset. And he would start reading the wrong question and they go, "Alex!" "Alex!" And he would stop. And they would be like, okay, could all of the contestants please turn around? And we would turn around. And I honestly am the least qualified person to say what happened when we did that because I was turned around.
Right.
But they had to then do something.
To Alex.
to Alex, to the game, to the audience. Like, I don't know.
And you don't know what happened.
I don't know. I was turned around. I have no idea. But they were really, really scared of what happened. Because my strategy was to go to different categories.
Right.
Hop around.
Because then everyone else, like, they're stuck in the Gower mindset. You know what I mean? And but I'm ahead of them on what the new
You're
category is.
You're able to adapt.
Yes.
I want to buzz in.
Yeah.
I want to buzz in on this.
Okay.
The best place to get those thick-ass pancakes that Daddy likes.
What is DuPont?
That's right. That's what I would say. I'm not guessing again. I'm already in the black, so. But that would be my guess.
Okay, that's so ultimately that's not correct.
Yeah.
Where is All Day Baby?
Okay.
But I'm not going to take any away from you because DuPars also does have thick pancakes. And it sort of depends on what you're
touching. Well, this is iconic L.A. fare, right?
Yeah.
So DuPars, which is an L.A. institution, it's where Bosch's wife got shot on the TV show Bosch. And has been like a part of the sort of Grove Farmers Market and existed for whatever, 50 years, 60 years.
You used to have three locations. Now I have one.
Is iconic. The sign is iconic. The pies are iconic. And the pancakes are famous. Like all of their stuff says the world's best pancakes. All Day Baby has existed for
4 years.
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
but
it's such a specific location. So it is not iconic LA fare.
Can I just say though, like, LA's obvious, it's always been a city of transplants, and try telling that to somebody who moved to like Larissa Street 2 months ago.
Gladly.
Sean
seems like
you
just did try doing that.
Okay. Joan Didion's Los Angeles for 100, please.
In a pool, probably.
Buzz?
Yep.
Where did Joan Didion lose her virginity?
Oh my god.
What? I'm trying to get in the mind of
incorrect.
His fucking
that's
Jesus.
Also pretty
logic.
Come on.
This whole game show is kind of absurd.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's gonna be the like, where did Joan Didion do something?
Blue. Yeah.
What was the last thing you said?
Me?
Yeah.
Virginity.
I forget. Oh yeah. This whole show is kind of absurd.
Nobody else wants to take a guess? Casey?
He can play?
Well, sort of like a guest swing. Phone a friend.
In a pool, probably. Jeff wrote the answers. Well, now, I'm going to pass it to Kevin.
Where was Joan when President Nixon resigned?
Okay.
That's just inferred because she was also in a pool when she found out about the Manson murders.
Interesting.
According to the White Album. Amir controls the board for some reason.
Fair.
Found out about the Manson.
Well, what
murders.
If I had? What?
Hey, well, did you hear?
What if I had guessed?
There's a guy.
I guess there'd
named,
be no
guy
probably.
Charles
the
Manson
murders. There'd be no probably. Yeah.
Now you guys might be like pissed because all of these are really specific and a little bit subjective. But like, there's room for error here. Like, I did give one to like. Hazel's
oh yeah, I have
$300.
Yeah.
Dollar.
I know.
Fairfax Hidden Gems for $100.
An outdoor mall with a locals-only air to it.
An outdoor mall with a locals-only air to it. It's on Fairfax.
I'm not supposed to say.
Is it?
The Grove.
Correct!
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It was
some of them
Grove.
Are just pretty straightforward.
Sean is making up some
what
ground.
What is the Grove? Okay.
And
so
Sean
you think that
the
Grove is giving off a locals-only
I've never
vibe.
Felt welcome there.
So you're not a local. You just moved to Larissa Street.
Sean controls the board.
Well, let's stay on Fairfax Hidden Gems. Okay. Let's,
200?
Yeah, 200, please.
Where are you from?
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, so this is a night, like, we could have started there. Like, there's a lot.
If you guys are open to it, we should have just done
about.
A wax episode. It seems like you would really
literally
enjoy
literally what I said at the...
Yeah,
if you stick around here long enough, you might even be able to see Drew Carey
I'm going
IRL.
For the Grove again.
Not correct.
CBS
that
television
been good,
studios.
Though.
That's absolutely
CBS
correct.
Studio, sure.
Okay. Did you minimize? Okay. So I get $200 more.
You do CBS get ultimately. Series. You're up $500.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get to zero.
Hayes controls the board.
Let's go back to Gower for 100, please.
All things Gower for 100. White.
White. White.
white.
So we're looking for a question. The answer is white. Yes. About Gower. Buzz in. What is the what color is the word Gower on street signs?
Definitely incorrect.
It's just as good a guess as any.
I'm ready to see what the answer is.
Yeah.
Okay. What was early Hollywood pioneer John T. Gower's race?
Okay.
Interesting. Were you guys considering that?
So I was thinking like it was about people, and I was wondering, like, you know, people who live on Gower or something, but I
feel like these were designed in a way, which they do encourage you to do on Jeopardy, where you just, like, pick a category and just kind of go in order.
Yeah.
And so the sequence of the answers was, what was John T. Gower's race?
White.
What is the nickname?
Mastering facility on Gower.
That was the second one? Okay, it was Bernie Grundman's. Bernie Grundman's. Okay, and then it was... The Gower Gulch is the nickname for John T. Gower's
Grundle.
Yeah, private area.
So that makes my lose your virginity guess make more sense, right? Because he does sometimes go.
Well, it depends on what. I don't think he'd go that for.
I didn't think it was a bad
100 point question.
I didn't think it was a bad guess.
What I'll
maybe
also
we're building
say
to that.
Is it feels like nobody's been able to get their footing.
Let's go iconic LA
like
Fair for 100.
Iconic LA Fair for 100. Let's do it.
That's like you can almost buy two of those edible arrangements.
So undercooked beef with a side of corn and potato hash.
This is probably like, since I know the area he operates in. I'm guessing this has something to do with like the Tam O'Shanter, but I'm not actually guessing that.
I'll give it to you.
Okay, great.
That's really good.
It is the prime rib from Lowry's Prime Rib.
Okay.
But equally as iconic as the Tam O'Shanter.
Okay, great.
So Hayes controls the board. You're also seemingly doing really well at
this. Let's go back to iconic LA Fair.
How to get kicked out of Nozawa Bar.
Oh. ask for a cut roll.
That's interesting because I'll give it to Sean. Roll.
The answer we're looking for is what is by doing the omakase and then complaining why they don't have fries. Sean controls the board.
Okay. Fairfax Hidden Gems, please, for 300.
A place where pessimists like to eat.
Oh, isn't there a place called? Dang it.
Like glass half empty or something.
Yeah, it is called something like that.
Like a bar called Glass Half Empty.
Yeah.
So that's Amir's guess.
Is that your guess?
That's his
officially?
Official guess.
If it's right, I'll take it.
No, I mean, I'll take it.
Damn it.
That was bait.
What is Cantor's Deli?
Why?
Like can't.
They can't.
I see.
So why don't you give me the board?
Sure.
Let's go back to Joan Didion's Los Angeles. This category.
Community.
Okay. I'm ready for the answer.
What was Didion surprised to find while living in her Pacific Coast Highway house in Malibu?
That's interesting.
Because when the Santa Anas blow in and wildfires ablaze and abound.
It is a line.
Oftentimes, the residents of Malibu have to kind of band together.
What book is that from?
This is not a quote. This is a sentence I'm saying.
Okay.
Let's do Barnsdale Art Park's Fault.
Of course.
For 200.
Another one of Barnsdale Art Park's faults.
I'm going to say, just so we like get through it faster, I'm going to potentially give up $200 by saying too many stairs.
Okay. We were looking for is it's sort of like tone deafly towers over a mixed income neighborhood with its manicured grounds, flashy mansion, and taunting jacarandas. I mean, how would you feel if you were in hospice at Kaiser, peering out your window and seeing a group of pansexual aesthetes at a birthday picnic drinking Pet Nat from cans? And don't say,
what's
but
pet
it's open. It's like a petit naturel. It's like a sparkling one.
God.
And don't say, but it's open to the public, because I've never felt welcome there.
Well, that's
so
what you also said about the Grove.
I don't feel welcome here.
Okay. Let's do Art Park's faults for 300.
A third fault of Barnsdale Art Park.
I wonder if it's the bathroom thing now.
What is no snack hut?
It felt like it was going to be a short. We did like a short one and then one that was really long. And then he did like... Yeah, so that's in the vein of what I expected, and that's the last one. What do we normally get in terms of
this was Jeopardy?
How many commenters are we talking about? Like, is it
around like 100 per episode, 80 to 120?
Is that really how many?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Wow.
They go crazy for Jeopardy, though.
Okay. What are all these other... There's so many other tabs open.
Those are bookmarks, right?
Those are bookmarks. Okay. Two different banks?
Yeah, well, Bank of America...
I just want to say, like...
Would you guys
since I started
show?
Working with this podcast network...
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of promise... I had really high expectations. So far... We've had one audio failure, one video failure. That's like been like sort of what has taken place in the last 2 to 4 weeks. And now I learn that the host of the HeadGum podcast is selling out 250 seat theaters doing the show.
We only did that once.
Gets 100 commenters for every episode that he puts on YouTube and is in a position to be bookmarking two different banks.
Two banks.
He needs to bookmark two different banks.
Well, Bank of America is my checking account. Wells Fargo is my credit card. And then UFB Direct is actually my savings because they have a 5% APY. So it's like if you're going to park your money somewhere, have access to it, you might as well be making money on your money.
APY?
Plugs. What do you guys want to point the people to? Social media, the show.
I guess the HeadGum podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like... It feels like the only way we're going to get traction here is if we can keep doing this
if
show.
We could somehow be associated with
I
this
would love
more.
To do a wax episode with you guys to sort of make
Would you
good.
Do one again soon?
I just love but you say game. People are like really responding to
they
it.
They love Jeopardy. Jeopardy right. is like a number one. Rice Song probably number two. This was a best of episode. This is as good as it gets.
250 tickets.
Gone, sold out. Gramercy
and it's just
Theater.
Like calling this the HeadGum podcast. I just feel like it's not like connecting back to HeadGum. Really, like I don't know. I am searching. I'm like trying to find purchase here at this place.
Sure.
Like, add HeadGum.
Well, it started as like a happy hour, just talking to people at the network.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
like that sounds really not, like people are just like passing through. They're all chilling.
Yeah.
This is like bizarrely formal. It's like very regimented. I feel like we didn't get to know.
It doesn't feel like there's a lot of room to move.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And there's got to be something in between a wax episode, which I'm told people don't want.
Yeah, wax is too loose and too unstructured. Yeah, too much.
People, like staffers at the network like the segments, I think, because they don't have to participate as much. Maybe
okay.
the mistake is that you guys bring a lot to the table and we don't need as much of an outline.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'm the problem. I agree.
Yeah. Maybe it was us bringing too much to the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media?
No. No, thanks.
No. Amir?
Oh, my God. Follow me on Instagram.
You're still trying to sell your Instagram handle, right?
Yeah. Still trying to sell that.
What is it?
Just Amir.
Subscribe to the flagrant ones.
One, right?
Subscribe to the flagrant ones.
The
go
Patreon.
Around HeadGum.
Yeah.
Give the money directly to the Patreon page.
And
didn't you used to have a Twitter handle that like you changed it and so you like lost your little star or whatever?
Yeah, it used to be Jake and
Jake
Amir.
Jake and Amir.
It was verified.
Right.
And then I moved it to just Blumenfeld.
Right.
And then I lost the verification.
You two were going your kind of separate ways on mm-hmm. stuff creatively.
Not really that, but yeah, we wanted to separate personal and...
I have a plug.
Minus the Jake.
Yeah.
Vimeo.com/lonelyandhorny.
Lonely and horny.
Well, the poster says lonely.
It does.
I see.
Yes.
Do you not know that?
There was
There's
a typo
on the poster in the kitchen.
It should have redirected.
You don't know that it says lonely and horny? My pitch was that it should say lonely and honly.
Vimeo.com.
I've only been here 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time to notice the typo. The typo is buried. It's really hard to find. So it's really
Then I guess my other pitch is that it should be easier to find because that's what you need people to be going to.
Yeah,
it's like the one actionable thing in the poster.
My pitch actually is that it should be lornly and horny.
Lornly and horny,
Colin. I'm trying to get it wet this weekend. I'm looking to bust.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Brody on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week.
Well, we were really just hitting something.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.